Hi, this is Joe Mantegna, and you're on the road with Dane on WGN. Come on,
baby, don't you wanna go? 720 WGN on the road with Dane, live here, Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue. But through the course of this show, we are transporting listeners through some of their favorite movies. Lisa, I saw some of the texts going by, and you have not seen National Lampoon's Vacation. You think that's like mandatory viewing?
You saw that?
Well, yeah, I mean, I can see
you're reading my texts. Well, I mean,
I'm kidding.
I've never seen it. No.
Okay, it's a classic. I don't know if it holds up. You know, it's the kind of thing you feel like you've been sort of, I don't know, affected by it. So, because sometimes in studio we have Giancarlo Iannotta.
Iannotta.
Wait.
Because you're in my ear.
I did it
right. Iannotta. Giancarlo Iannotta.
Yeah, I got to chime in on this one. No, I know. Lisa's great. And you're going to say next you haven't seen The Godfather too, right?
I've seen the first and last scene of The Godfather in my film class at Second City.
Okay, in the film class.
But
all
not
right.
The rest of the movie.
Got to get her my Netflix queue. But yeah. No, Vacation. It's still, I just watched it for in preparation for this movie. Lost in America, another one. I mean,
okay,
so many.
Okay. Well, John Collar, and to give the listeners a little background on him and why he is here through the course of the program, certainly we talk about a lot of stuff, transformative travel and some of the favorite movies that are attached to certain things. And I think this is one of those things that ties some of those together. You know, that process of that journey of kind of being involved in not only the travel process, kind of getting in touch with your roots, kind of traveling through that process, and then the journeys of not only making a movie, but also those journeys, those necessary and maybe uncomfortable journeys filled with challenges, you know, for all that side stuff that has nothing to do with the experience that people have when they view it, as far as trying to get it made and then trying to have that vision realized from what you were thinking about to what people end up seeing on the screen. The movie is called My Country, and Giancarlo, you have gotten down to the point where the movie exists and you're excited to be able to share it with people and share it right now here on WGN. Welcome to the show.
Absolutely, and thanks so much for having me. It's a real pleasure. So My Country is a Italian-American comedy drama about two brothers. One's American, one's Italian. Same father, different mother. The father passes away in Chicago. I'm the son here in Chicago, and I take his urn to Rome to find my long-lost brother, and we decide to take a road trip on this old Vecchia highway called the Casalina to Molise, this little unknown region, to bury him. And will we get there or not? Hilarity ensues on the way.
All the hijinks that happen along the way, and then just kind of this whole, I'm sure it was like a journey of discovery, right? So you had the thing you wanted to do, you wanted to accomplish this goal, you felt you needed to, you were driven to do it. And then all of that stuff that just inevitably happens, where you probably find either things you didn't necessarily think to experience, of course, relationships you never knew you needed,
yeah,
right? And then
yeah,
probably became indispensable after a while.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, long story short, I never did a study abroad. I went to Columbia College for film, and I always wanted to study in Italy, learn Italian better. We only spoke the dialetto at home. My father was from this little region called Molise. And 3 months turned into about 3 years. So those experiences, living in Rome, going to Molise on the weekends, not learning, you know, not speaking Italian really that much the first year, learning Italian, and being a tour guide, driving this little Fiat Cinquecento on the road was the inspiration for the third brother, as we call him, you know, in the movie. So all that, all combination became My Country.
So, okay, so go back to here we're blessed to have in the Chicago area, Columbia, and so you were a student here, and so that you get the idea of like, geez, this would be great to see. Obviously a fan of movies, a fan of film, probably growing up, right? It's something that you really connected with. And then through that education, you said, well, we can really do this. And in this day and age, maybe more so than ever before, you know, maybe 20, 30 years ago, it would be impossible. It wouldn't be the kind of thing that you could even entertain without huge backing and stuff like that. So at what point did you decide you knew you wanted to do it, that you could do it, right? And then talk about like that process of getting the pieces in place to make it happen.
Yeah, so I knew I always wanted to tell stories. Like I said, I'm a recovering punk rocker. I played in bands. Music was a big inspiration. So always attracted to that. And when I went to Columbia, I wanted to study music. And ultimately, I had filmmaker roommates who kind of pushed me into filmmaking. I had bought this 5D
camera.
That's
crazy, right? You never think of these just random relationships, right? That can take take your life in complete different directions.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, buying this camera, shooting on the weekends, my parents, my mom told a funny story about a big red purse that ended up going to the South by Southwest Film Festival. Like, stuff I would just do for fun with my friends and family ultimately became this feature film. It became the basis for the screenplay that I wrote a couple of years ago. And through those connections at Columbia, being out in L.A. and then living in Italy, I got my dream to make this film, and I'm just so humbled and gracious. And well, we could even talk about, you know, the writing and the getting the investors.
We're going to talk about all of that stuff when we come back from the break as well. But one of the things that I think is really interesting that I'd love for you to kind of share with the listeners now is for you. People have ideas. They have kind of a perception of what probably every place, including the moon, is. You know, you have this idea of what it would be like. But for you personally, especially with that close family connection, you had an idea of what Italy is like. But to live it and not in a vacation type setting, or not even just, you know, hey, let's go spend time with our relatives, but to like really live it and then try to accomplish work-related things while you're there. How different was the Italy that you thought you were going to find compared to the one that you actually saw?
So, so first off, when you get to Italy, there's no such thing as spaghetti and meatballs. They don't mix meat and pasta.
Good to know.
And they don't say grazie, they say grazie. So, I got there with a little bit more of that American, bringing that more of that American background and being there living with Italian and Spanish roommates. We lived in this big apartment. We're all the combinations into writing this film. And yeah, you go into it thinking one thing, and I think after 1 year, 2 years, almost 3 years there, it completely surpassed any expectation that I had.
Are there things that people who would want to travel, and we talked about a little bit for the segment, that Italy and so many just amazing historical places to see, so many beautiful places to see that are kind of on that bucket list. Do you get that from a trip like that, or do you have to be Giancarlo number one because you had a unique background and kind of skill set and things that you were doing, or are there things that you could suggest for listeners that think, hey, you know, I want to see the movie for sure. I'm sure some people are going to be inspired to go and check it out for themselves. But what can they do?
Yeah, I would recommend first off to anybody to go abroad, get outside of the States and see how other people live. I mean, Italy, for just this an incredible experience and learning a language. I think really come to appreciate, you know, your own language, where you come from when you're in a situation where you can't understand what people are saying and you're trying to converse with a lot with your hands, obviously, and you're trying to get the words out. That would be a big thing. And then I guess we could get into later about the financing and you want to have that good network of people like through Columbia. I was so lucky to work with so many great people from there. And friends of mine out in Elmhurst as well and in the surrounding area. So, you know, it's just
such a diverse area in the Chicagoland area. And everybody kind of identifies with their roots, you know, whether it's like the St. Patrick's Parade or, you know, there's a great big, you know, Polish community or Filipino community and certainly a great Italian community. But when you get there, they see you, even you, Giancarlo, they probably see you as an American, right? After 3 years of doing this, and we're going to get into the struggles of making the movie.
Yeah.
Did you at any point, did you become Giancarlo the Italian, or were you always still the American at heart?
Great point. So, no. They let you know that you're the Americano,
right?
Because I'm going into their domain. I mean, my family's there; they love me. But when you go to want to make a film in Italy, you know, you're going into their domain. And at first, you know, the crew, credit to them. I mean, I just without them, their trust and their patience ultimately. But in those first few days, you know, who is this guy? He wants to direct, produce, and he's the actor. He's the starring actor in the film. You know, we're gonna have to wait for him. You know, he's gonna have to look at all the takes and. But to their credit, I mean, you know, even the lead actor, Antonio Palumbo, who plays my older brother, all of them, just a combination of how helpful they were, you know, as a first-time, you know, feature film director.
Right.
Crafting it, you know, writing it, improvising it some of the times on set, and ultimately starring in it.
It's exciting stuff. It is the kind of thing that I know listeners enjoy, those great stories, because it takes people like you that decide to do things that can either be just being able to kind of give us great entertainment or inspire people to go do whatever it is that they want to do that is their dream that they know it can happen. It's Giancarlo Ainota, right? Is that good? Is that not good? Ainota?
Got it. Okay. Iannata. 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 Butch. Whatever floats your boat.
We'll get there. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to find out the moving parts of making a movie, how to go ahead and make the movie, what is necessary, and how you get from an idea, from a dream, to a finished product, and especially a premiere performance is happening at the on the 28th at the York Theater in Elmhurst. So stay tuned. It's On the Road with Dane here on 720 WGN.
Hi, this is Stephanie Izard, and you're On the Road with Dane on WGN.
I really do believe that something's got a hold on me here.
720 WGN On the Road with Dane, live here, Allstate Showcase Studio in Chicago. So much happening, not only here, of course, in the studio, but in town streets, festivals all around Chicagoland, within driving distance, and of course, all around the world in studio. And we've been talking about some of the great road trip and travel movies that some of our favorites that have had some extra. We had Dumb and Dumber was one. I don't know.
That's a road trip.
Midnight Run. That's a great one. Robert De Niro. Tommy Boy is one of those as well. There's a new one being added to that list of some of the favorites. It's My Country. In studio, we have Giancarlo, the man behind so much of it, going to be out at the York Theater on the 28th. You can see it in person, see it live in the theater setting, and you'll be there as well, correct?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll be talking about the movie afterwards. I'll do a Q&A, and people can get tickets on our website, mycountryfilm.com, but they're going fast. We had a sold-out premiere in June, and we had to book another showing because
it's a good problem
to
have.
It's been overwhelming. We've showed it in Chicago twice, in Elmhurst at the Rosemont. We showed it in L.A. in July. We had an L.A. premiere. And we had our Italian premiere 2 weeks ago. We got to show it in Castel San Vincenzo.
Did it hold up? Were the people were they happy to be featured? Number one, because it probably isn't every day that their community is a film set.
Yes.
And then how did they feel they were represented? Not everybody has that same vision.
And because a lot of them are not only, you know, were some of the crew, but also in the movie. You know, a lot of my friends and family have a big scene with the gnocchi, and I brought you some pasta, actually, Dane.
That's crazy, but thank you. Are you serious?
Oh yeah, man. But Italians are going to tell you the truth. You know, I'm coming from a big Italian family. Convincing them that I wanted to be the actor, the featured actor in this film. You know, they thought I was Pazzo. You know, so going to Italy to show the movie with all my friends and family, with all the people who were in the movie there, they loved it. It was overwhelming. I really thought it'd be more constructive criticism, feedback. Everybody I knew who saw it said it just blew them away. And I what can I say? I'm without words and just so gracious.
It's high praise and apparently well-deserved. It is the kind of thing that you hope when you make your movie, your first movie, you're hoping you're going to get that kind of feedback, right? Especially if you get to do it the way that you want to do it. Off the air, we were talking about, we're going to share, because I think it's an inspirational story. It allows people to think maybe they can get out there, achieve their dreams. But you made it clear to make it clear that it isn't easy, right? So let's talk. This is the good stuff. Premieres here and there, sold out premieres, talking about some of these great film festivals you're going to be participating in. But it doesn't happen without all of that work. And so describe that, the finance side of it, that's got to be huge.
Yeah.
Easier now maybe than it was 30 years ago, but still very hard.
So first, I told you about my experience living in Italy, the inspiration, writing the script. I mean, writing a 90-page script isn't easy, and, getting your 10 pages a day, like I said, I first got like a vomit draft out, meaning I got a really quick script out, in about a week. But then little by little, you show it to, friends and family, your colleagues, and they give you feedback. So that's one process that filmmakers, I think, overlook now with all the technology going on out there, all the great, cameras, this little camera that we shot the movie on, The script, really, the story and the acting, I think, is where it all begins. And then getting the financing, when I approached it that I had to write a business plan, it was the first time, I really had to sit down and think about, how are we going to not only raise the money, but how are we going to help make money, for our investors. And thought of everybody I could that could give me something, to put towards a film, and all our friends and family in Elmhurst and, the area, all our investors and associate producers now.
Jeez,
and
it's so great when it works out,
it's
right?
Wild, man. Yeah, it's really making a movie is like a monster that I think just wants to bring you down throughout, every day. It's something that we can get into the you know, the quirks, the bumps and detours, as we say on the poster, you know, shooting the film.
Well, I wanted to ask, too, is and before we get into Joe Montagna in the beginning in the bumper, of course, he's been on the program, and what a great guy. When you have people interested in supporting the film from a Chicago perspective, certainly Italian-American perspective in the community, that's a great guy to have on board and supportive. But we'll get into it. But I wanted to ask you, too, is how much, because you're there experiencing it, it isn't as though it's, you know, I don't know, one of these big budget Hollywood films where they've got everything down to the last detail, where you were filming things and something happened that you're like, this is really great. Wasn't anything that you planned for, but you're like, I got to make this part of the movie. How many times did that happen where either the movie got expanded, detours, left turns, and you said, let's include it?
I think every day that happened. You know, my thing was I wrote the script, but I went into it thinking, you know, I'm going to work with great Italian actors, and there's obviously going to be situations where I want them to improvise, and I'm so glad they did, because they really, you know, without saying my words, they said them in their own way. You know what I mean? And especially our lead actor here, you know, there's a scene where we finally kind of, you know, we head on the road trip. I find him. I'm spying on him in Rome. I'm looking for him. I'm hesitant to go up to him. And I convince him, you know, to take this road trip with me. And we, along the way, find out that he's there for other reasons, you know, not related to my burying my father and blah, blah, blah. And there's a scene, this alley scene at nighttime, which is just a gorgeous scene, you know, beautifully shot by, you know, our cinematographers, that was not really there. It was a little bit, there was an inkling of it there. It was in a different location, but that is like the pinnacle scene of the movie, when I finally kind of, you know, duke it out after we kind of, you know, butt heads in this scene. A scene like that, I mean, would have never happened without getting there, you know, being on the ground, seeing the lay of the land, and working with great actors and casting crew.
So it was like just a product of all those situations kind of organically created what you felt was really, really essential and important to the movie. And you never could have planned for it. It's something that just had to kind of happen. Well, one of the things that has happened is you've had a lot of support for what it is, whether it's the family and friends, and they've been so supportive. Certainly your work and passion created. Yeah, I know you were on Steve Cochran's show earlier when you were still busy making it. Lisa, our producer, has been super supportive of it as well. And we mentioned Joe Montagna. I mean, that's so a little bit. I know you have some stuff to share on that. Describe how he got involved.
So, you know, Steve Cochran, the show, and Lise Graham here. You know, I was fortunate to do that show a couple months ago. And at the end of the interview, Steve said, you know, we should hook you up with Joe Montagna.
Why not?
And I said, okay, you know, that's fine. Thanks, man. Thanks for having me in. And, you know, to their credit and to Lisa's credit, we got a package to him. We found his address out there in L.A., and 2 weeks later, he responded, and he said, not only am I coming, but I'm bringing my whole family to the movie.
How great is that?
And he did. He really showed up, and he gave a two-minute speech after the movie, which I would invite everybody to go up on our website and see, mycountryfilm.com. Just loved it. I mean, and he's from Bari, which our lead actor's from, and, you know, the Italian-American, the Chicago roots. He loves seeing the city. The first 10 minutes of the movie take place on the Northwest Side in Cumberland and Lawrence. And, you know, and he's in our corner now. I mean, he's sending the private link of our movie around to different people, actors and Italian associations. And wild, man.
It makes you think that there's something like bigger involved, right? The whole thing has just become so much greater than the sum of the parts, right? And it makes me want to ask, what's next? And I know that that there is something next, but let's talk about the premiere in Elmhurst, how people come see the movie on the 28th.
Yes, so we want everybody in the area to come see us on August 28th. It's a Monday night at the beautiful, beautiful York Theater in Elmhurst, downtown Elmhurst, 7 o'clock. And tickets are only available on our website, which is mycountryfilm.com. And I don't know, we do have two if there's a chance to give them away. I don't know if anybody can call in maybe
Absolutely.
At some time. But we'd love to give those tickets away. If not, please find us on our website.
Lise, how do you want to give them away? Do you want to do like the fifth caller, eighth caller?
Yeah.
You know, the one
we'll what's your favorite number, Giancarlo?
832.
Okay.
Number seven.
Okay. Lucky number seven.
312-981-7200. The lucky number seven caller is going to get two tickets to the premiere York Theater on the 28th to see My Country and to see Giancarlo up close and personal for himself. So thanks so much for being here. Thanks for coming in. Thanks for, I don't know if we're supposed to divulge like where you're supposed to be, but thanks for making plans.
Oh yeah,
diverging
no,
from you. Or do you want to congratulations to the happy couple?
I'm actually I'm headed out to a wedding out in Elmer, so where I'm from. So you know, Mike and Steph Size, you know, congratulations, and I'm on my way. I'm bringing the gnocchi here. I got the
he's on his way. And he's going to be bringing a lot more fans along with him to Elmer, especially on the 20th. So Giancarlo, thanks so much for what you're doing. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you guys so much.